What up, guys? Carolina Jackpot coming at you. It is Sunday night. That means it's December the 13th, 2020. And we just finished up week number 15 of the college football season. Made my picks against the spread in the truck yesterday morning, cruising down the boulevard on the way to work. And through week number 14, against the spread, of all the games that's been picked on this channel all year long, Carolina Jackpot has a 135, 127, and 2 record against the spread. Not really sure what the percentage is there. I would say it's about 52% if I had to eyeball it. But this week, I was kind of impromptu, and let's see how I did against the spread. Now, week number 14, Carolina Jackpot thought that he had finished over 50%. I actually did not. I actually finished up 11-12 on the week. So not a very good week for Jackpot. Could I rebound this week and get back over 50%, or did I stay down below 50%? Let's go to the picks and check them out, shall we?
A little bit different format on here. Since I did them in the truck, I didn't have the basically the paper to circle the team that I thought would cover the spread in those affairs. So I just went back and watched the video, and then I wrote down who I had in those matchups. I might start doing it this way from now on. Saves ink,
yeah?
And you never know, there might be an ink shortage one day. I had Coastal minus the 13 in the game against Troy, and I didn't get that one right. They actually covered. Wouldn't you know, the one time that I actually go with those turd burgers, they screw me, and they don't cover the number. They were lucky as hell to get a win against Troy. I watched that game. It was a good one. Tennessee minus the 14.5 against Vanderbilt. That's who I took, and they did cover the 14.5 against Vanderbilt, but I made no mistake about it. They didn't really play that good, not my opinion. They got a nice pick six from Bryce Thompson. It's where he committed defensive holding on that play, which, you know, kind of a momentum swinger there in the first half. I mean, clearly Tennessee has way better athletes than Vanderbilt, and they did outclass them there, but they did not play that well. The freshman quarterback, Harrison Bailey, who I was really high on, just not that great. Not that great. Maybe he'll get better. I don't know. Everybody's making a big deal about they gave up 2 extra points to Sarah Fuller. So what? And I said, well, they didn't pressure her on the extra point attempts. There are people out there, and it really pisses me off when I try to put out good content. There are people that just make videos on a certain subject just to get views. There's a couple of dudes out there, I can't remember the name of the channel. There are like 100,000 views already about the damn Sarah Fuller thing. In like the 2 videos they've made subsequent to the games that she played in, and they normally don't even average like, I don't know, 5,000 views on a video. So it kind of pisses off those of us who really, you know, try hard at this thing, and they just get this content on something that's just like the breaking story. But so what? They said Tennessee didn't pressure on the extra point. The lineman jumped up and attempted to back the ball down. They did. They pressured her. Now, there was some lazy ass on the right side of Tennessee's defensive line on the extra point coverage that lollygagged. Okay, and they're making a big deal out of that. Whatever. She kicked the damn extra point. Just let it be done with. It's going to be over with real soon, y'all. It's going to be over with real soon. She's a senior. You won't have to hear from her again. Just, I mean, let it be. That Tennessee with the win. Georgia, I had them minus the 13.5, and that one was correct. They absolutely obliterated Missouri in the second half of that game. I had Maryland minus the 6.5 against Rutgers, and they lost to Rutgers. 27-24. This line on this game had moved down to only Maryland minus 3 by kickoff. So I don't know. I might wouldn't have not taken them had I known there was that much movement on it. Penn State, I had them minus the 14.5 against Michigan State. They covered, but barely. They had to kind of come from behind there as they were getting beat early on. I had Illinois minus the 14 against Northwestern. They lost by 18, 28-10, so that one's incorrect. I had Colorado plus the 1.5 against Utah. I was all over it. They lost 38-21 after leading for much of this ball game. I had Wake Forest plus the 2.5 against Louisville. Louisville won 45-21. You know, I talked about Scott Satterfield and the Gamecock job, which, you know, he lied to his fans about that he was staying at Louisville and he was totally committed to the University of Louisville. Obviously, he wasn't totally committed to the University of Louisville because he interviewed for a job with the South Carolina Athletic Director Ray Tanner in Bowling Green, Kentucky for the South Carolina job. Then he turns around and tells everybody that, well, I just did it because the University of South Carolina is somewhat close to where I grew up at, and I knew that it would make my parents happy. Bullshit. You're a liar. But I didn't really think into that one really good. The fact that Satterfield is going to coach his ass off in this game to try to prove his loyalty to Louisville. So they win 45-21 there. Arkansas, I took them plus 32.5 against Alabama, and Alabama, you don't get rich betting against Bama, and I certainly didn't get that pick correct, man. That was just, that was a dumb one. I'll admit it, that was a you should have known better pick of the week. Really was. North Carolina, I had them plus a 3 against Miami. They absolutely obliterated Miami. 42-26, 50, excuse me. Let me give them some more points here. 62-26, right? They had them down like 31-3 at one point. Miami was trying to make a mild comeback, but it was very mild. And North Carolina with the huge win there. Oklahoma State, I had them minus the 5.5 against Baylor. They blew Baylor out 42-3. Nice win there for the Mullet. Had Duke plus the 3.5 against Florida State. Duke lost 56-35. Florida State showing some offensive firepower against Duke. They tried to give it up, though, didn't they? They were up 28-7, and then before you know it, it was 28-21, Duke threatening to tie. And then Florida State kind of surged back ahead, and it was all over but the crying. Probably the biggest surprise of the night, Florida had them minus 23.5 against LSU, and they lose 37-34. I don't need to rehash that one. We all know what happened there. But LSU just played better. I mean, they played a better game than Florida did, and they beat them. Everybody wants to talk about the shoe thing and that lost Florida game, and ultimately it got LSU some more yardage, free first down and all that, but you know, the game should never have been close to begin with. So I mean, you put yourselves in that position. He was frustrated, he was angry, I get that. Still gives you no right to go out and act like a complete and total fucking jackass and cost your team the game, which ultimately you did. But at the same time, all of you and your collective efforts cost your team the game. Your team cost your team the game. But you're going to be the scapegoat, Marco Wilson. I had Auburn minus the 6.5 against Mississippi State. They won this game by a final score of 20. No. What's the final score there? 24-10. Over Mississippi State, and then Auburn goes out and fires their head coach, Gus Malzahn, today. More on that in a minute. Had UCLA plus the 3.5 against USC. For 3.5 quarters, I looked like a genius. I really did. Looked like a football prophet. And then reality and talent took over, and USC comes from behind and wins that game 43-38. What a wild ending in Los Angeles. USC does the unthinkable. They go into the Rose Bowl and steal a victory from my UCLA Bruins. Piss me off. really pissed me off. Virginia, I had them plus +3 against Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech blows them out. It's 33-15. It's even worse than that at one point. I can't figure that out, man.
Cannot figure that one out either. And then to cap off, what you can see is already a terrible evening of picks. I had the Beav covering the 2.5 against Stanford, and they lose 27-24. So they just barely don't cover. That was almost a push. So what did we have here for this week? I had how many losses? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 losses. Wow. Damn. And how many wins? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm counting the X's again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins. God, man, that's awful. That's awful. I'm going to go on ahead and tell you right now, if you waited on me to give you any of my picks to bet your own money, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. I lost $100-something yesterday just screwing around. I don't bet a whole lot of cash on these. I normally put about $100, and I've been playing with it now for like 4 weeks. And, you know, I win some, I lose some, but I don't really get into it that heavy. I'm not going to. I mean, obviously you can tell I'm just not good enough at it right at this point in time to really be laying any kind of serious cash. So what do we have so far? We are still over. We're still over 500 now. But it's not much. We're over 50%, excuse me. 141, 136, and 2, right? No, 138 and 2. I knew I was doing something wrong there. I did graduate high school. I did graduate high school, whether you believe me or not. So I was up by 8 games there. Now I'm only 3 games ahead. Yeah, that's right, because I was 5 behind. So 148, 138, and 2. As we head into week number 16, which will be the final week of the regular season / conference championship games. Got to come out with a strong week this week to finish above 50% for the year. Can I do it? I think I had. I've had 2 weeks. This was a really, really bad week. This was a huge turd. Last week was just a small shit stain. I was only 1 game under, so that one wasn't that bad. I've had bad weeks before. As you've seen before on this channel, about a month ago, I was like something like 70%. So, you know, it bounces back and forth, but not making excuses. I have not had enough time to do the research that I normally would on these teams. Had I had the time to do that research, I guarantee you that this would have probably been good for at least another 4 to 5 wins probably against the spread than what I have right now.
So that's it. Week number 15 is in the books. Most everybody's regular season is over with. There will be a few more makeup games played this coming up week. We got Tennessee, Texas A&M. We got Vanderbilt taking on Georgia, amongst a few others here and there, but there's conference championship games all across the board, and we'll get into those later on this week. Looking forward to the Clemson-Notre Dame matchup, I'm sure as everybody else is. That one, probably, just looking at the Power 5 matchups, I'm thinking that Oklahoma-Iowa State will probably be the most competitive and closest game. I think that Notre Dame and Clemson will probably be the most I'll say most watch game, but then again, the If it was at prime time, I would think that that one would probably be the most watched game. But Bama, Florida is going to be the most watched game. In Atlanta, it's prime time. Clemson, Notre Dame can't play at prime time because in Charlotte and, well, in all of North Carolina, really, you have to be home by 10 o'clock now. They put a little curfew on everybody because of the COVID, of course. So that one will be a kind of a weird kick time for that game, so I don't think it's going to get as many eyeballs as it normally would, but make no mistake about it, it's going to get some eyeballs. Now, on to today's current events, which it was kind of shocking, and it kind of wasn't. Auburn parts ways with head coach Gus Malzahn after 8 seasons. I mean, can you, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it right now. But I mean, the guy was like 60. Yeah, that too. The guy was like 65-35, 65-36 at Auburn. And I know, at Auburn, that's just not good enough, Jackpot. That's just not good enough. They think that they're an elite program. They think that they're an elite program, which should be in the top 5 every year. And they're just not. They're just not. They've beaten Alabama a few times in recent years, with a few more times than you probably should have, to be honest with you. And you're just not going to beat them right now. You're just not better than them. You're not going to beat them on a consistent basis. You're not going to beat Georgia on a consistent basis. I mean, that's been proven that you can't do that. So, I mean, who do you think that you're going to get in there that's going to do better? I don't know. People are talking Hugh Freeze. Okay, whatever. And I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to make it sound like sour grapes. Sour grapes. You got to grip them. Y'all remember that video. Sour grapes of South Carolina didn't get him, or we didn't go after him or whatever. I think that South Carolina just didn't want the baggage that goes along with the guy. Does Auburn really want the baggage that goes along with him? I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. I don't see them hiring Steve Sarkisian, the Alabama offensive coordinator, either. I mean, he's an Alabama man. I don't see these. Well, he's not by trade, but he is after the past few years coaching under Nick Saban. He is the Alabama man. Hugh Freeze to me seems a little bit overrated. I'm sorry if that's not a popular opinion. Well, I don't care if you think it's an uneducated opinion of mine. I really don't care about that either. I mean, he just is. I mean, it's just not that great of a hire to me. And I don't. And yeah, I'm glad with what we've got. Glad what we got in Columbia. I'm glad to have someone who's familiar with the program, someone who is passionate about South Carolina and loves this place and wants to be here. On top of that. And I ain't trying to be gay here or nothing, but he's younger and a little bit better looking than Gus or Hugh Freeze, and that means something too. But, I mean, you fire Gus, we'll see where that gets you. $21 million buyout, $21 million. That is unreal. And I thought the Muschamps was a lot. God, man. That's going to set y'all back behind the eight ball somewhere financially. It's going to set you back somewhere, but good luck. Hope you get the man of your dreams, because for that kind of damn money, I think I could have just held on to him for one more damn year, because I honestly don't think, outside of maybe Michigan, I really don't see any other of the big-name schools dropping their head coach after this year. So I think you might still could have gotten Hugh Freeze next year, and he probably would have saved a little bit of money for yourselves there on the Gus Malzahn termination. But you did what you got to do, I guess. All right, guys, I will see y'all later. Appreciate you watching the video. If you enjoyed this content, please hit it with a thumbs up. And subscribe to the Carolina Jackpot channel. And join us at 9:30 tonight for the live recording of the Rob and Kale Show here on YouTube for our podcast. I'll put a link to it in the description box below. I'll see y'all later. Preach. Go Gamecocks. Woo!